This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast. With just 30 days till the election, President Bush returned to the critical battleground state of Ohio yesterday. He spoke before a home builders group and attended a rally where he was endorsed by the Fraternal Order of Police. The president repeatedly criticized rival John Kerry over remarks he'd made in Thursday's debate about the use of preemptive military force. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In northeast Ohio these days, the trees are already touched with autumn color, another stark reminder of just how fast the election is approaching. At an outdoor rally in Cuyahoga Falls, President Bush stood before an enthusiastic crowd of supporters and urged them to get involved in his campaign.
I want to thank you for what you have done and what you're going to do coming down the stretch. With your help, there is no doubt in my mind we will carry Ohio again and win a great victory in November.
The president got a boost of sorts from Chuck Canterbury of the Fraternal Order of Police, who stood next to him on the platform. He praised the administration's policies in Iraq, saying the United States needed to be a first responder to the gathering threat posed by a brutal dictator.
This president understands the most important law enforcement principle of them all. Law enforcement succeeds best when we prevent crimes, not solve them after the damage has been done to innocent victims.
Throughout the day, campaign advisors insisted they were unfazed by the reaction to Thursday's debate. Overnight polls of voters declared Kerry the winner. But the president's chief political adviser, Karl Rove, said there's no sign the debate has done any real damage to the president.
You'll notice that while people may have said in some of these quick polls, which I distrust, they may have had one reaction on who won the debate. They also showed strong leads for the president on who spoke from the heart, who's a strong leader, and so forth.
Whatever else it did, the debate left the president with a fresh issue to use against Kerry. In the debate, Kerry said the United States reserved the right to take preemptive military action, but he said it must pass a global test where your people must be able to fully understand what you're doing and you can prove to the world that you did it for legitimate reasons. Speaking to the National Association of Home Builders Convention in Columbus, President Bush said these words, which he dubbed the Kerry Doctrine, amounted to giving foreign countries veto power over U.S. security.
When our country is in danger, the president's job is not to take an international poll. The president's job is to defend America.
The Kerry campaign in turn accused Bush officials of lying about the remark's meaning. Kerry adviser Richard Holbrooke said it was long-standing U.S. policy to justify its military actions by presenting facts to U.S. allies. But the Bush campaign is hoping the issue sticks with voters and changes the conventional wisdom about just how much the debate helped Kerry's campaign. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.